What's happening?
What's up, everyone?
Wagwan.
Good, man. I'm good.
Episode? Look who's returned.
Yeah, you fuckers thought you got rid of me.
You're back. I thought you'd abandoned us.
No way.
Gavin's back in the building.
No way.
Genuinely, we were waiting for you and I was like, he might just not come. He might just be like,
nah. I thought so when I saw my phone ring. I think I took the long route today. I forgot which fucking way to get here.
It's a celebration.
Good to have you back, though.
Celebration, man.
You've been busy. Yeah. And that's an understatement.
Yeah.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, man. Happy though, man. Got my little girl now. Shit's balanced out.
Newborn, yeah?
Yeah, man. Fresh.
Week and a half have been crazy.
Just a week, like last Saturday.
Just a week, yeah.
Last Saturday. Do you want to know the story?
Go on.
It's last Saturday. Sat in the room now, yeah?
Yeah. At the hospital?
No, not even.
Right.
I was at home. So, woke up, she's going in the shower. I've gone in the shower, just chilling, and then for whatever reason we're just sitting there, and she's got a dressing gown on. I've got my boxing on or something. Just chilling normal, and she's having contractions and that, and then.
But this has been going on because contractions obviously happening throughout the whole.
Friday they were kind of right there, but then Saturday they were getting a bit more intense.
Like, yeah.
Slowly, innit? And then she must have bloody put on that Kevin Hart, new Kevin Hart.
Irresponsible.
Yeah. Put it on Netflix.
Well, watch it on the tablet.
Literally. No, I'm not joking, bro. I'm not joking. Literally. Because I was timing the contractions beforehand. And then she goes, oh, there's another one. Like, he's come out and come on stage. And she goes, oh, there's another one. So I'm looking at the thing, timer. Which I had to watch.
So the timing tells you what I've gone.
Yeah, because So halfway through the morning, I phoned the midwife and they said, look, if it's 3 contractions in 10 minutes, then call us.
It's like, going down.
Yeah. It's go time. Yeah. Either that or if the waters break. Yeah. But now I'm timing them and it's like 3 contractions in 15 minutes.
Mm.
And I don't really want to be bothering them.
False alarm. Yeah.
I don't like hospitals as it is. And she's a nurse and she definitely don't want to be going and wasting their time. So anyway, bruv, literally this freaking Kevin Hart thing starts, yeah? And then she goes, there's another one coming. So I've started timing it. I'm trying to watch the Kevin Hart thing. I'm trying to time it. And then she sits up, she goes, oh. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, oh, my waters are broken.
It does it.
Bruv. You know when you try to act cool, yeah?
Yeah.
But you're panicking.
You've been there once already, bro.
Kevin Hart sent your wife into labour.
Yeah, I don't know, because she don't find it funny. She thought it was shit, to be honest.
But I bet she didn't. She shouldn't watch this, in all fairness.
She will.
Yeah, she will. Of course she will. And yeah, bruv, you know when you're trying to act calm?
Right.
And be cool for your woman, but like... In your head, you're thinking, fuck. I was panicking, bro. Remember what I said, yeah, we just got washed and it was just chilling.
Yeah,
I'm there thinking, why the fuck did I get dressed earlier?
She's
got to get dressed. Oh, God. She got a human being in her stomach, so she can't even put socks on.
Yeah.
So I'm having
to
help her get
ready. Obviously, that's what you're there for.
I was mad. So then, about 50-minute drive to the hospital.
Yeah.
As we got, listen, I keep saying that my woman's an Avenger, yeah? She's a fucking superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
She don't, like, pain's nothing to her.
Right.
But she's starting to get a bit, like, she's starting to moan a bit. Yeah, so I'm thinking, fuck, it's going down.
Yeah.
So I'm driving there and I've hitched my car up wherever I could find the space. Ran up to the maternity ward.
And they're ready. You've made the call and it's all.
I've called them. I've told them I'm coming. Right. I think it's pattern. I think it's pattern. I've called them. Got there, rang the buzzer now, and some student midwife must have answered because she's like, oh, can you open the door, the left, the right? I'm like, which one is it?
Yeah.
There's a door on each side. It's like the fucking crystal maze. I'm like, which one is it?
Head gone.
I've got no patience at the best of times. Yeah. I'm fuming at this point. Like, why are you even telling me the wrong door? Because this baby's going to come and I'm not really on it. I'm not on catching. So then they had us in this little waiting area. About 5 minutes, this nurse comes out. I said, is someone gonna come see us? She goes, I don't know, I don't work on this ward, but let me go and see. So she goes back. Another 5-10 minutes pass. Melissa's getting in more and more pain and that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me go and see what's going on. So I peep my head around, like, I'm fuming. And then the cleaner comes up and goes,
well, because you're waiting.
Yeah,
no.
This is like, so 10 to 3, our waters are broken, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's now about 20 past 3. So for about half an hour, she's been in full-blown labour.
Yeah.
And the cleaner goes, well, has no one come to see you yet? I'm like, nah, someone needs to come. So then she goes back and calls like the nurse in charge, the woman that's like running the ward, and she comes in all jolly. Hi guys.
Oh, you're just like
bro, fuming.
Yeah.
To this day, she reckons I'm a prick. I know for a fact she thinks I'm a dick.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, because you.
Worry.
Yeah. Because she's trying to talk. She's not saying anything. She's trying to talk to Melissa. I'm like, I'm looking at her like, are you serious? Yeah. Can you not see what's going on here? And it's not even like we're in the on the ward yet. We're in the waiting area where they make people that aren't nothing to do with the family wait here. So then she goes back, and about 5 minutes later, the woman that they call the triad midwife, which checks your observations and all the rest of it.
Mm.
And the problem with hospitals and maternity wards is they churn babies out like fucking, like you do mixes on a Saturday. It's like just something for them to do, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's not regular. It's been 7 years since my first, and I'm not doing this shit again. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, it's not normal. You know what I mean? So, They go and check her out now and do the observations, and they find out how dilated. You know what dilated is?
Yeah.
So they find out how dilated she is. You're meant to be 10 centimetres when it's ready to go time. Yeah?
Right.
She's had no paracetamol. She had no gas in there, nothing. She's 7 centimetres, bro.
Right.
You see this woman. Sorry. So the triage nurse, when she came out, before she'd done the observation, she's still chewing her lunch. So, oh, sorry. So
I should have told I don't even want to know where your head was.
I should have told you, bro.
I should have
clearly told the baby that, like, just wait a second, she's hungry. Do you know what I mean?
How's your wife doing at this point? More important,
she's breathing, she's just cool, like she's different to me.
She's holding it down.
Yeah, she's holding it down. So I'm like, I'm thinking, I gotta move my car, the baby's coming. All these mad things.
You obviously, I always hear stories that when this shit happens, you just, the man and I just thinking the maddest, most random shit is always.
I'm thinking about all sorts, like, but my main thing is I just want them both to be okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so go back. She's 7 centimeters dilated. Like, this woman starts moving all quick all of a sudden. Like, starts, she goes, okay, we've got to get your room sorted out. Darts out, comes back 2 minutes later, got your room sorted. Walks down. The midwife, some girl I know from Derby, bruv. Some random chick that used to come to dances and that. I've looked at her, I was like, oh, you're kidding me. Yeah. But she doesn't recognise me straight away, because obviously she's in work mode. So this is like an hour after, it was 10 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah? So I've walked in the room and I've gone to the other midwife, the first one that seen us. I'm going to go move my car. She goes, no, you better not.
Oh.
I'm like, what? Okay. She goes, yeah, but you better not.
You better just stay right here.
10 minutes later, the baby was it. So hour and 20 minutes after her waters broke, baby was hit. We was home by midnight.
Isn't it crazy how quickly they send you home?
Yeah, they check you out.
Literally is like, all right, baby's good. All right, bye.
We was waiting.
Why are you planning to have a baby anytime soon?
Huh?
You planning to have a baby sometime soon?
Asking you that.
But no, you if providing there's no complications, everything goes to plan. You can be. You have to wait 6 hours after the birth, and then they'll let you go. They just want you out of there.
Yeah.
It's mental.
But the way she did it, like she was a trooper. Gas in there was a bit, bam. Baby was, the midwife was even like, "Rah, how have you done this?" Like, she kept on saying. And then she goes to me, like, what she was like, cleaning everything up, she was like, "I'm sure I know your face from somewhere."
Oh my
gosh. I was like, yeah.
We could have a chat. Did you have a memory lane? Exactly, a little bit.
But she was like, "I can't believe she's done it. How are you doing this? How are you?" Like, she kept on saying, I said, she's a fucking superhero. She's an Avenger, mate. Second time.
So what time was your daughter born?
4:11 p.m. on Saturday.
Right.
Saturday the 6th, man. But yeah. Like,
so by midnight you were home?
Yeah, by midnight it was at home.
And then you've been through that process already. How did that differ from your son?
What, the whole,
did you feel the same tensions? No. You
was
felt?
It like deja vu?
Oh, the birth of my son was horrible. It went on for hours. Like the hospital was even worse. That's why when I got there,
did you have that the same?
Yeah. No, it was a different hospital, but similar area.
Same area.
But that's why when I got there and they were on some fuckery, I was not again. Because last time was horrible, bro.
And you was in there for time the first time.
Yeah, I was in there for a good 9 hours, and then she had to stay for 2 days after as well.
Yeah.
Which was horrible because, like, you see him. I was young. I was 28. So it was a decent age to have a child, but. It was still, mentally I was young compared to now, do you know what I mean? So to see your son born and then you're told, yeah, you go home, but they're staying here.
It's
long and I'm going home, I'm by myself and I'm thinking, fuck, I'm a dad.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You just want to be there.
It was a bit weird, but this time I think it's different because...
Are you mentally prepared?
Nah.
They say that. No.
Can you get...
You can never be prepared.
I was mentally prepared, but it was different because I feel like I've grown since my son was born.
Mm.
So I feel like I'm a different person. I'm actually a proper dad now. As opposed to when you came, I was still like
learning.
Yeah, I was still out here, bro. Us lot went on like lads' holidays that same year and stuff like that. Whereas now, I'm ready to be a granddad.
Granddad mode.
Yeah, exactly.
Brunches only.
I'm in bed by 11 on a Saturday, normal. Whereas back then, it's like shit. I can't go raving no more and all them things there. So yeah, I think mentally I was a bit more prepared. But having a daughter is different, bruv. Having a little girl is different for a man, I reckon. It's not the same as having a boy. I can't, I'm not, she's going to mug me off, bro. She's going to mug me off.
Why are you saying that like you have daughters?
What are you like with your dad? Are you the only girl?
So no, I've got a sister.
One sister?
Yeah, one sister.
Older, younger?
Younger.
Okay.
If you ever spoke to my dad, he'd probably say to you, yeah, girls are a nightmare.
How many little girls your dad got?
Me and my sister, and then my brother. So trust me, you can tell the difference between.
So would you
having two girls, and we're just different. I can imagine my dad just went through such a nightmare with us. We're good. Like girls are amazing.
What's the order? What did you? What's your like? Your brother older?
He's younger? The youngest.
Oh really?
Yeah. So he's the youngest. Yeah. So I'm the eldest, and my sister, and then my brother.
What's the age difference between you and your sister?
8 years.
Do you remember what that was like?
Pre
your sister.
Fully.
What was it? Did she come and fuck everything up? You had it all pattern.
Do you know what? I'm not gonna lie. There was this one moment. There was a one moment when I was like, "This is just."
So you remember when she?
Yeah, when you're like 8 years old, you remember.
My son will remember what it was like now compared to 7 years time when he's 14 and she's 7.
Yeah, he'll remember. Blatantly.
And he's gonna look at me like, "Why are you dealing with her like that?" Blatantly.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, there was a moment when I was like, damn, things are changing. Because there's another person. Like, I was on my own for so long, so I was actually really happy to have a sibling.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy or girl, it would have just been, it was just nice.
And I think that's how it is with my son, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think that's, now you say that, I think he's just happy to have someone else.
Yeah, because it was me for so long. Mm.
It's mad to be at an age when you have a younger brother or sister and you remember them being born.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My sister's only like 3 years.
Yeah.
She's always been there as far as you're concerned.
All I've known is us.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. For him, it's going to be like, right, actually
he remembers being on his one.
Exactly. He's
gonna, and now
things exactly. change. Being big things do change.
Exactly. He's going to remember her coming back from the hospital, even though he was out of it. Like,
yeah.
Half asleep.
I remember going to the hospital to see my mum. Yeah, I definitely remember that.
When you had your daughter, your son was at...
Her brother's house. He was at his uncle's house.
Yeah.
He was going there anyway.
Oh, right.
So that the Friday...
So it worked out.
The Friday we dropped him off and...
Would you have taken him to the hospital if he was at home?
No. My mum would have had him. But he... Like, we dropped him off at her brother's house and when we were leaving, he was like, oh... Like, he rubbed the belly. Her brother rubbed her belly and said, oh, look after that. And I said, mate, you'll probably get a call later on to say she's had it. And the next day, I called her, like, she's had it. You know what I mean? So
what was his reaction?
He's cool. He's like, he's so cool for school. Brian's like, he's just like, yeah.
But you were telling me he's already in big brother mode, isn't
he? He's like, congratulations, bro. Congratulations. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll sort everything out.
Yeah.
What you expect,
don't
really.
Let no one nearer.
Oh, my son.
Yeah,
my son's on the beef thing, mate. My son's on the beat. Like, he's like, listen, he's protected. You know what's funny, yeah? He's a mummy's boy, or was a mummy's boy. Something's changing. He would do things, yeah? And it's so funny. He would, like, I'll pick him up from school, and I'll say, oh, how's school and that? And I'll ask him. And I'll try and make conversation with him, be like, where's mummy? Or he'll come, he'll wake up in the morning, he'll dart in the room, she's gone to work. And he'll come in, he'll go, where's mummy? I'm like, oh, she's gone to work. Okay, and then walk out. Don't give a shit.
Not ask about you.
He don't give a shit. Yeah. You know what's funny now? He bops in like this morning. He come burst in the room.
Let's have a dad chat.
No, he goes to me and my missus. Where's Nyla?
Priorities. She's like,
what about me? I go, 7 years I've had to put up with that shit. Go, you know, yeah, exactly.
So he's better get used to that. That'll be the life now.
He's all about his sister now.
Sick.
Yeah, it is. It's sick, man. It's just, you just know, you can tell already I ain't got nothing to worry about because she's got a big brother that's got to deal with.
Can I just put out there, please, that even if you don't have an older brother and you might have an older sister, it still works.
That's still good.
It still works in the same way.
If I was your dad, I would have been worried having a daughter first, personally. That was one of my nightmares.
I was the most well-behaved girl.
Not that it's not.
I caused no issues.
It's not about that. It's not about, for me, my worries ain't about my daughter, because like your dad, it's about how you bring someone up.
Yeah.
But it's about the fuckers out there, mate.
It's the pressure of having a daughter, man. Like, yeah, it feels like increased pressure. They're both just as valuable, but having a boy.
This sounds mad, but don't take it as literal, is it? But who's the first man that you ever loved?
But that's obviously your dad.
And that pressure is mad. For me, like, as being that man.
But that's you. Your son will love you equally. Your daughter will love you.
But he's not. But he, when a woman, the first man that a woman loves is their dad. And if you're a shit dad,
if you get it wrong,
if you're a shit dad, what are you teaching that little girl about how she should be treated and how she should be loved?
I mean, I'd like to think that you try and be a good dad, and that's what
the pressure, you got to think of every little move you make, how she sees you,
how you interact with your mum, because
what you
all important,
because psychological, and they say in the first, I think it's the first 4 or 7 years of a kid's life,
pick up everything.
That's when they learn the most. So in the next 4 years, she's gonna be like, that's how men talk to women. That's how dad talks to mum. Yeah. So that's how men. So if a man talks to me like that, it's cool, because I've been seeing it since 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's how.
So
that's
if she's grown up just watching fucking EastEnders, for example, then she's gonna come out.
That's what I'm saying. No, for real.
Fucking what's her name?
And it's not just
Stacey Slater or something.
It's not just little girls. That's just kids in general. So for me,
yeah, that's
and a lot of men you ask, it's like your daughter's like, you need to, like my business partner, he's got a little girl that's a year older. He had they had her last September, I think. And he said to me when she first came, he said, it's like, I need to really watch how I move with her mum now. She's going to pick up on everything. And it's mad. Like, I don't know. Because the last thing you want is your daughter to end up with a dickhead.
Yeah.
And a lot of women will end up with a man that's a dickhead. And there's psychological proof, I think, or something. There's something deep about it to say it's something to do with how a woman's been treated by her dad. Like, daddy issues is a real thing.
Yeah, but that can go into loads of different...
It can, but like part areas. Of it... I don't want that to be nothing to do with me. That's what I'm saying. What no thing. Way. I'm like, imagine that. You're like, you're on the wedding day. You're like, why the fuck are you marrying this dickhead? It's because of you, dad. You're fucked. What can you say? What can you say?
Day,
I'm trying to avoid that, but...
I think we're all in good stead that's not going to be an issue. That's like some of those guys out there who genuinely have issues. Yeah. And they treat
I'm enjoying it. Don't get me wrong. I'm embracing it.
Yeah.
But like Firestar says, it's
interesting
pressure.
Though. Yeah, I know what's going to say. No one's ever.
Are you letting, how much of that are you worrying about or thinking about in terms of like the pressure of, you know, a daughter? Or do you just take it as it? Are you? I know you're in it, so I know.
It's different. You see, all right.
Do you overthink it at all?
Yeah.
Have you done all that?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's still
no,
now you're in
not,
it.
No, I'm in it. Yeah, exactly. But like my daughter, when I found, not even when he was born.
Your son.
When my son, when we found out, like, my missus was pregnant with my son. You can ask her. I changed. It's like fucking
immediately,
bro. As soon as I saw them two stripes, that was it. I was a different person, bro. So then, I've changed. That's what I said. I've grown up since then. Yeah. So when he actually got here, and then. Fuck, if he needs to eat or if he needs somewhere to sleep, that's down to me and her, obviously. But I'm a bit old school as well, but like man of the house sort of thing. I've got to handle my shit.
Yeah.
But now with the daughter thing, it's like, all right, I've got to do all that shit again or carry on doing that for another person. Plus, she's a female.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Plus, she's going to need, but like with my son, you kind of, with a boy, you slap him around, not like, I'm not beating up my child, but like, you know what I mean? You rough him up a bit, play fight and all the rest of it.
They're
play
boys.
Football, they're boys, you exactly. Know what I mean? You teach him how to be a boy, but with a little girl, you just
wanna... like it's coming. I don't know what you're fired up, but it's
how
coming.
Do you discipline girls a different way? I don't know.
You can't. No, I'm not even talking about a discipline level.
They either like, listen or they don't.
I don't hit my son. Like if he's naughty, you know.
Oh no, I know. It's psychological. I know that.
It's psychological warfare.
I didn't mean it in that way.
It's psychological warfare with me and him already.
Girls react so differently.
This is what I'm saying.
When you tell your son the same thing, you tell your daughter the same thing. Trust me. Don't expect the same reaction.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've got sisters. I know how it goes.
Exactly.
But I know I'm going to be weak.
Are you thankful? Does it make a difference to you? I think you might have said it earlier, but does it make a difference to you that your daughter's... What if your daughter was your first? That obviously it would have magnified the pressure a million.
I wouldn't know how the second.
You can't even say that.
No, but I'm telling you, listen, I know that if the first time they told me, because we found out the 6 month scan or whatever it is, when they said a little boy, I was like, yes, all right, cool. If they said it was a little girl, I would have got doctors and got the snip.
You would have bloody.
Yeah, I'm not. Because that was a mentality I was in then. I'm telling you. If little boy was a little girl, I don't think I would have had anymore. One of my guys said to me yesterday, he said he's got 5 kids and they're all girls.
Oh, that's mad.
Yeah.
Even as a female, I would be.
I couldn't deal with that.
I don't think women could deal with that.
I'm too protective. That's my problem. Like, I'm too protective. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know, but she's going to mug me off, bro. She's going to have anything she wants off me, I swear to God. That's what I was asking you, like, are you not daddy little girl? You two must, surely, especially you being the first by yourself at 7, 8 years.
That's something things changed after.
That's what I knew it.
All of that out the window.
And it was another girl as well. Yeah, no, that's mad.
Literally
that's
all
mad.
Of that out the window.
You lot was having to divide up things because, trust me.
I think when my sister was born, secretly my parents were probably just like, damn, if only we just had a boy and then I wouldn't have to deal with... And then while it was just me and my sister, you can ask my parents, what was it like having 2 daughters grow up?
Yeah.
It was mad.
You look tight though.
We have a love-hate relationship where it's like, if we're together, it's like we can't stand each other. But we literally can't live without each other.
Yeah, I get you. That's good though.
We're like joint at the hip, but we just argue.
Yeah, but that's good though.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah, it's that undercover love, like low-key love.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
She knows I low-key love her.
The thing is, no one can fuck with either of you either and let the other one see. I imagine it's like that.
Yeah,
no one can't violate the other. You can call your sister whatever you want, but Firestar couldn't come and have the same attitude and not get
that's
both
the thing
of you.
That you
she didn't even chat to me when she just gives me a look and I'm just like, hello.
She's equally on, like, last time she was like, he was looking at me funny and you were like, she was looking at me funny. So I didn't talk to her, so they're both the same.
Just don't get involved.
But what's funny is we're both super protective of our brother, I think.
Oh yeah, cool.
Because he's the youngest. And because you were like, oh, guy, it's different to have a boy. And it's like, not really.
Because
equally as protective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got 2 older sisters and it's long. Yeah. Like, growing up, it was long. Just, you wouldn't even bring girls around them, bro. Swear down.
My brother would swear totally down. Say the same. He doesn't even want us like around his mates. He doesn't even want to like acknowledge that we exist half the
time. There was one. Fuck it. There was this girl I was seeing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad, she was at the house, and my dad, we was all sat on the sofa, and my dad liked her.
Yeah.
But I knew it weren't really that serious.
Yeah, yeah.
It was what it was, isn't it? But I lived with my dad at the time, so my dad was gonna meet her because she was at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
So a couple of days later, my sister goes to me, oh, dad said you got this really nice girl and all the rest of it. I was like, what? Because, yeah, the girl that was at the house the other day, I was like, yeah, you ain't going to meet her. Don't worry about that. No way. Listen, I'm bringing...
No chance.
No, you're mad. I know exactly where your little brother's coming from. You don't bring them round. And if you like them, you got to make sure they are ready, drilled to meet you.
For what's about
you got to slyly do it.
I feel so sorry for any of my brother's future girlfriends.
It's long.
I really feel bad for them.
You're vetting everything.
For someone to have to come home, meet me and my sister.
I think women are worse than, you get a big brother, two big brothers are going to try and bully the boy. I think women are worse. They're psychological.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, in
yeah,
the head.
It's psychological warfare.
It's like, oh, yeah. And
oh, hi, nice
tactics.
To meet you. You're right.
Yeah. We're just not impressed by anyone.
You'll go away thinking it went well. They'll turn around and be like, yeah, I don't like her. Shit, no one.
And they'll make her feel like shit. Next thing you know, the girl's not calling you no more. You don't know why.
Yeah, you know
as far as you're away, it all went well.
Good, only if we didn't like her, but yeah, of course. You think you do so.
But then it's even worse when they do like her, because then it's just you're fucked up either way.
You're fucked either way.
Can't do nothing wrong, nothing right. Sorry, because if you listen, like my missus now, my sister will cuss me for her standard. She told me that. She told me that, like, it's a problem. If you do, like, it's a problem. I like her. So make sure you look after her. Right, okay.
Yeah, okay,
I thought you were my family.
Damn right. So you're the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
And you got 2 older sisters. Oh, so you know how it feels.
I know exactly where your brother's coming from. Long, bro. It's not good.
But so the question is, how many more?
I'm done, mate. Tapping out.
Never say never.
That's true, because I did say that about my boy, but I'm tapping out now. It's fun and I enjoy it, and like we're a good team when it comes to parenting, but She ain't doing it again. She
said
that much.
Obviously, it's a blessing to have either a boy or a girl, but did you want another boy or...
No.
You were cool?
No.
Or you wanted a daughter?
Bro, listen.
One of each is good.
I wanted a boy my whole life up until when I had one. And then I realised that this little boy don't give a fuck about me. Bro, I got video footage. I've got video footage, bro. This little boy,
No, he does. They just,
you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck. I'm just his mate.
We're documenting it like 2019, so you can show this to him.
I tell him all the time, and yeah. So the little girl's gonna be all about me. It's just natural, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just natural. So yeah, I'm glad. When I knew, everyone was like, yeah, you're gonna have a little girl. And I was glad it was a little girl. I don't know what it'd been like having a second boy, to be honest, but having a little girl balances out, like you said, one of each.
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't need any more.
So it's going to be fun when she's about 17 and starts going out.
Nope.
Do you know what the advantage you have is that she'll have an older brother.
Yeah.
That's true.
That too.
That will be an advantage. And that will make it that little bit less.
Yeah. Because your pressure and also will be his pressure as well.
And also, I'm on a stag do with my mate stag do. We went shotgun. Was it clay pigeon shooting? Yeah. I'm pretty tasty with a shotgun. Not good at that.
Just in case I can
get a hunter's license by the time she's 17.
Yeah.
No problem.
I have that rifle there waiting for people, mate. But nah. It'll be fine, man. I keep telling myself it'll be fine. And do you know what it is? By that age, by the time she hits that age, I'll be of age where I'm thinking differently anyway.
Yeah, you'll be through it. You'll be at another phase.
I'll be at another phase where I'll be accepting. I probably might even want grandkids and all them things there. So, and her brother would have been older, and like you said, he'll be able to be seen in the club and be inconspicuous. Like, she ain't going to believe me that I'm just out raving.
Yeah.
We're just out raving.
It's archived. Like, them stories. All your times are archived, bro, you know?
But, man, it's good, man. I'm happy, man. Buzzing, to be fair.
Oh, we're happy. We were buzzing. Last week on the chat, that was good news.